It is Thursday, October the 19th. Thank you all for joining me. This is the Mind and Fitness Podcast. I am your host, Eddie Lindenstein. And before I get started, I want to make sure that I thank all of the patron supporters of the show. If you're interested in supporting, go to patreon.com/the Mind and Fitness Podcast. Let me give a shout out and a thank you to Mary and Teresa, Albert and Jeff, Julie, Deborah. Deborah, I'm actually interviewing. As you're listening to this, I will be interviewing Deborah today, so I'm very excited for that. But Daniel as well, and Emily, Elise, Dominic, John, Jason, Mindy, Irina, Kelly, Tony, Michael, Christina, Julie, Brian, Sarah, Arnie, and Barb. Thank you all so much for continuing to support the show every single week and month. Christina, I always wonder where on earth you are. So if you're listening to this, send me a message and let me know where you're traveling this week. Yeah, it's always cool to see your trials and tribulations out there on the road. So today's episode, fairly minimal, but it's something that I was thinking about. So last week when I did the interview, one of the things that came up in that interview was this concept or idea of basically not diminishing your experience. And one of the other, so there's a couple of central themes that have come to mind for me in the last week as I've been thinking about what did I want to do this episode on and what are some things that I'm fairly passionate about at the moment that I feel that just more people need to hear. One of them is not diminishing your own experience. So there's a lot going on in the world right now. There's a lot of conflict going on in the world right now, what's going on in Israel. And I see it all over Twitter, but then also people who I know and love that have been on this show that are talking about the difficulty there. And another phrase that I hear from people is saying, like, how can I be upset or sad about this particular thing? Like, name your thing. You know, how can I be sad about what's going on with a friend of mine? Or how can I be sad about this or that when there's all this conflict going on the other side of the world? And the thing is, yes, that is accurate. However, one thing you need to remember is that your experience is still your experience. And one of the ways to which we really get into a bad way with this TMS stuff is that we diminish our own experience. So what I mean by that is that we say that we're, or imply at least to our nervous systems, that we are not allowed or unallowed to feel the way that we feel about things because other people have it worse. And we all do this, right? Like, I'm sad that I got bullied as a kid. Oh, but everybody got bullied as a kid. That doesn't mean that yours didn't happen. That doesn't mean that there's a distinction between not diminishing your experience and having proper perspective of your circumstance. And likely if you're listening to this, if you are in a place technologically or monetarily where you can listen to a podcast, and I'm talking you own a mobile device, you're listening on a computer, you're driving in your car, you're out walking your dog, whatever the case is, you are in a better way than a lot of people that are on the planet. But that doesn't mean that your experience should be diminished. And so that's one thing that I want to make sure that I really pounded home today in the first couple of minutes after thinking about last week's interview a little bit. The other thing is I've said for a long time that I feel like one of the most important things, the first thing that people need to ultimately do to be able to get out of this chronic pain and TMS rut is to go push themselves physically to the absolute maximum degree possible. And I do believe that. But I think that one of the bigger things needs to revolve, and this is a shift for your entire life, is to be able to have outcome independence. And what I mean by outcome independence, and Alan Gordon talks about this in his program, but outcome independence is essentially being okay with whatever happens. So whatever happens, happens. And it's the same thing as indifference, which I've talked a lot about on this show. And this doesn't just apply with, hey, like your back hurts and whatever happens, happens. Like whatever the outcome is, if your back hurts, if you go out and you do, let's see here, you go out and you do a half marathon or you go out and you run a mile and your back may hurt more after you run that mile, you're okay with it. Like if that happens, you're fine with it. When you get to that place, that is the most secret sauce that there is in this TMS chronic pain conundrum. But taking that a step further with all elements of your life is really the biggest cheat code. So for instance, I'm in sales, and a lot of people will, and I did this for a long time, bang your head against a wall and beat yourself up if you don't make that quota number every single month, every single week, every single quarter, every single year. It's always there. And I remember when I was really like in the depths of just taking the world and taking this stuff way too seriously, the way that I was if I missed my number. It was the worst cataclysmic thing on earth. And maybe it's just a by proxy of getting older and just more mature in general. But I don't, it just doesn't rile me up as much as it did years ago. And I think that more than anything at this point, it's just much more of a thing of, hey, like, I will be okay if I don't make that number. And are any of my bosses listening to this? Probably not. But that's just something that I have just come to accept is like, hey, whatever the outcome, I'm going to be okay. This is something Nicole Sachs and I talked about on the podcast that I was on with her. I don't know, probably a year and a half ago now at this point. I was talking about how my whole family had gotten COVID, and I just had the belief that like, hey, like whatever happens, happens. If one or all of us get incredibly sick and we're in the hospital or whatever, all the way up to and including death, like whatever it is, that just happened. It just happens. And I apply this to things like riding my motorcycle, being out in the backcountry. I did a backcountry trip out in the woods with a couple of buddies of mine. We did five nights, I think. Yeah, five nights last year. And a lot of it was in pretty like harsh, kind of scary conditions out in the middle of absolutely nowhere. No cell phone service. I kept wiping out on my bike. I kept crashing. We were getting lost, like all this. And it was 100 degrees outside. And if you run out of water and you're in 100 degree temperatures and you're 100 or 200 miles from civilization, you don't know which direction to go. That's a pretty bad situation, right? But I just knew that, hey, like if I wreck my bike here and let's say there's no injury and I can walk away from it, but I don't know where to go and this is the end for me, then this is the end for me and that's it. And it's okay. Whatever happens, happens. That is outcome independence. And the more areas of your life that you can apply that to, really the best. I mean, of course, we don't want negative things or bad things or traumatic things or whatever to happen to us. We don't wish that upon ourselves or anybody else for that matter. But being able to be okay with the outcome of whatever it is, independent of the outcome, not tied to a certain outcome, meaning like you really, really hope this thing is going to happen and you're only tied to that. And if it doesn't happen, it will be awful and it'll be a disaster. Like that's the separation that needs to happen. You're at a fork in the road and the left way is the right way and the right way is the wrong way. You need to be okay with, hey, whatever direction I go, just trust that the outcome is going to be okay. Because oftentimes in life, what I have found is that if you have multiple directions that you can take something or a decision or whatever, it doesn't really matter the one that you pick, you'll be okay. It may take you a little bit longer to be fully okay, but you will be okay. So outcome independence is a big one. So those are the two things that I want to make sure that I hammer home in my little soapbox for the day, my 10-minute soapbox, is that outcome independence and then not diminishing your own experience. That's all I got. Take care.